One of the very great Jewish philosophical questions, why do good things happen to bad people? And why do bad things happen to good people? It's a troubling question, a difficult question, a question that's true on an academic, intellectual level, but also true on a practical level. We look around, we see good things happening to bad people, suffering, pain, difficulties, challenges, trials, tribulations that many, many great righteous people have. And we ask ourselves, Tzadik Varelo, such a wonderful, righteous man, why in the world are such difficult, bad things happening to him or to her? Varasha Vatovalo, we see terrible, wicked individuals who seem to be living a life of bliss, of riches, of success, of happiness. How could this be? How do we understand this? Is there an answer to these difficult philosophical questions? Why do bad happen to good? Why does good happen to bad? Indeed, our Mishnah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yotes, addresses this question directly and says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yana Yomer, Ein biyadeinu lo mishalvas harishayim vaflo miyisurei hatzadikim. We can understand neither the tranquility of the wicked nor the suffering of the righteous. We don't have within us the wherewithal, the manpower, the cognitive, our academic understanding ability to understand these questions. It's an impossibility. Lo mishalvas harashayim and not misuri hatzadikim. We don't know why good things happen to bad people. We don't know why bad things happen to good people, says Rashi. We don't understand in his commentary on this Mishnah, She'ein hadavar yadua madua derech reshaim tzlech. We don't understand why is it that wicked people have it good. Rabbeinu Yonah says the same exact thing. Ki afal pishimen adin rasha v'tovel v'tzadik v'alo. Even though we see that this happens, bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. Mikol makom einonu masigim l'tam hadavar. We can't get to the depths. We can't plummet the depths of this difficulty, of this challenge. This is one of the truths of the world, the facts that exist in Olam Hazeh that we will be unable to fathom, unable to understand. Thus, the majority of Rishonim understand this Mishnah will be telling us we'll never get it. We're not going to figure it out. We can't understand. However, Rashi has a second comment, and Rashi explains on this Mishnah, that there is a basis on some level to appreciate, to understand, and to wrap our heads around why is it that bad things happen to good people, and why is it that good things happen to bad people. And says Rashi as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the evildoer in this world goodness, so that the next world he won't have it. And vice versa, God gives the tzaddik, the pious, righteous scholar in this world, trouble, difficulties, pain, suffering, so that in the next world he'll be full of bliss, serenity, peace, comfort. So when we see, says Rashi, in this world, that tzaddik viralo, rasha v'tovlo, that's not a question. Because really the reason that the righteous is suffering so the righteous will be able to glow and to benefit from all of the glory and goodness in the next world because the pain and suffering that existed in this world. And vice versa, the rasha, the evildoer, who seems to be living a life of absolute perfection with everything that he or she needs. That's not perfection. That's far from the best. Because in the next world, that Russia, that evildoer will be paid back significantly for all the evil that he or she did. Indeed, Rashi himself in his commentary on the Torah, in the end of Parshas Ve'eschanan, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud, says the same exact thing. Rashi explaining the verse, Meshalim Lesonav, God will repay the evil. El Ponav Lahavido, to destroy him. Listen to how Rashi understands that the destruction, the repayment of evil that the wicked gets, says Rashi, b'chayiv misham lo gmul atov. You know what the punishment will be for the evildoer? That he'll joy and receive benefits in this world. Kidei la'avido min ha'olam haba, in order that he will receive punishment, destruction, in the world to come. So therefore Rashi, both in his commentary on this mission, as well as Rashi in his commentary in Parshas Veschanan, understands very clearly that the good and the benefits, the joy and success, the wealth that the wicked receive in this world is only coming to prepare him so that he receives everything and anything that he needs here in order to receive the punishment, the destruction, the decimation that he is so deserving of in the world to come. Interestingly enough, the Ramban, Nachmanides, comments on Rashi and Parshas Veschanan and says he has three reasons based upon the Medrash Kohelet's Rabbah, Zion Lamed Beis as to why it is that the wicked indeed benefit in this world. And the Ramban quotes from the Medrash Koheles Rabbah, quoting Rabbi Yeshaya, "Mipnei shlosha dvar makadosh baruch hu marich apayim l'rasham be'olam hazeh." There are actually three reasons, says the Ramban, why the wicked benefit in this world and why we don't see them suffering. Why those who are bad and evil and who are doing averos, who are sinning and who should be the recipients of punishment, indeed the opposite is happening. They're receiving success. Says the Ramban, three reasons. Number one, Shema Ye'asu Tshuva. Maybe they have done tshuva. Maybe they have repented, or maybe they will repent. So therefore, what we see, what meets the naked eye, isn't always exactly what we think or what we know. Shema Ye'asu Tshuva. Maybe that wicked person will do tshuva. So it's worthwhile to keep on giving that wicked person good, because maybe from that good, the Rasha will wake up and do good. Reason number one, according to the Ramban. Number two, O asu mitzvos she'akadosh baruch hu yishalim schar be'olam hazeh. The wicked person is not completely wicked. There are some good things that he did. There were some mitzvos and ma'asim tovim that he did. So for that, says the Ramban, he's going to receive payment for those not in the world to come, but right here. There has to be some cost-benefit analysis. The Rasha did something good. For that something good that he did do, he is going to receive reward for it in this world. Or finally, says the Ramban, a third pshat, why the wicked benefit and gain and receive reward in this world, shemiyotzmen tzadikim. Maybe they will have descendants who will be pious, scholars, successful people. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's another reason to allow the wicked and the inappropriate people to receive benefit in this world, because they are going to have descendants who are going to be successful. And the Ramban goes on to quote many examples throughout Tanakh of well-known good tzaddikim who came and emerged from the wicked. And thus, says the Ramban, those are the three reasons why Rasha, the Tovlo, even the inappropriate, even the bad, even the wicked doer will also ultimately receive benefit in this world. So we've seen Rashi, we've seen the Ramban. However, I'd like to finish and conclude with the commentary of the Rav. Rav Avadya Bar Tanur in this Mishnah says something startling and something fascinating. He quotes it as a perush acher, a second explanation. And he says the pshat in this Mishnah, it says, Ein lanu bizman hazeh, lo mishalvas harishayim vaf lo misuri tzadikim. We can't understand the tranquility of the wicked or the suffering. The righteous, says the Rav. You know what that means? Bizman hagolus, in the exile that we are living in. We don't see that the wicked are receiving tranquility, nor do we see that the righteous are receiving suffering. Because the Rav explains that it's ordinary. Like the Ramban says, really the wicked should benefit in this world in order that they won't receive the world to come. And it's worthwhile, like the Ramban says the Rav, that the pious scholar, tzaddik, should receive yisurim, should receive pain, trials, and tribulations in this world in order that he will benefit from the world to come. Says the Rav, Yatsan Michlal Rishayim. We see we don't know him or have any Rishayim. Shein Lanu Ashalva Sheish Rishayim. A Rasha should be in bliss, should be comfortable, should be calm, should be wealthy, should have everything he needs. Because when he receives everything that he has in this world, that means it's guaranteed to suffer in the world to come. But we don't see that. We see there are certain Rishayim, evildoers, who are not doing so well. And furthermore, we see tzaddikim that are not the recipients of yisurim, that aren't receiving suffering. Therefore, we see, even in this world, b'olam hazeh, everything that the Ramban says and everything that Rashi says, it's not true. Ein b'yadein elo mishalvas harashayim. We don't see that there is tranquility for the wicked, because they too suffer in this world. We're living in the galus. It's not the perfect world. In the perfect world, we would see that indeed the wicked will benefit, and we would see that the pious will suffer, but we don't even see that, says the Rav. Therefore, that's the meaning in Rabbi Yana, Ein biyadeinu lo mishalvas harashayim, v'af lo misuri atzadikim, says the Rav, that even this world, we don't see the Rashayim being successful, and we don't see the righteous suffering, because we're in the gullus, hamar hazeh. Nonetheless, we've seen various possible approaches to understand why good things happen to bad people, why bad things happen to good people from Rashi and the Ramban. But at the end of the day, like the Ramban says in his Sefer Shaar HaGmul, like the Rambam says as well, these are from the more difficult, challenging, poignant, philosophical challenges that we have, not only, again, on academic level, but on a practical level as well. May we continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we can't and don't understand everything. Continue to serve Hashem with Ava, with love, with Simcha, and continue to push forward to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.